Some House Republicans are hoping that you weren't paying attention to the news cycle and instead you were enjoying your weekends. So I'm here to tell you, if you were enjoying your weekends, you missed out on, well, something very discouraging. House Republicans worked with Democrats to push forward foreign aid, and that's why we've got our rhino alert.
He's worse than a rhino.
House Republicans worked besides Democrats to push forward foreign aid to the tune of $95 billion worth. And well, they did so with a smile on their face. Speaker Mike Johnson will tell you that this was a win for America, but it wasn't. Not a single dollar is going to a cause that you and I actually care about. Instead, it's going to feed the war machine. And keep in mind, this was all because Joe Biden wanted this money. He forced Speaker Mike Johnson to comply. This is the same regime that just 2 weeks ago told us that they couldn't refill our oil reserve because, well, it was too expensive. And remember, you guys, when they actually drained it, because, well, they wanted political wins before major elections, they wanted to drive down the costs and the expense of gas. Well, now we can't afford to refill it. But don't worry, we can afford to fund the war machines all around the world. And interesting enough, members of Congress were very, very excited about this. In fact, Democrats brought the Ukrainian flag out onto the House floor and started waving it. Because as many of you know, House Democrats, they love other flags except their own. They'll throw up the Gaza flag, they'll throw up the LGBT whatever flag, they'll throw up the Ukrainian flag, but they'll never throw up the American flag because they don't love America. They hate it. So let's talk about what was actually in this foreign aid funding. Well, nothing you and I would support, of course. Ultimately, we're giving $8.12 billion worth of aid to Taiwan. We're also giving $61.7 billion to Ukraine. And we're also giving, and this one's a big one, folks, don't miss out this number, $6 billion allegedly to NGO groups linked to Hamas. Again, $6 billion to NGO groups linked to Hamas. And well, of course, we're also going to throw in some funding to the World Bank because, well, why not? So ultimately, yes, this is discouraging because, again, we elected House Republicans and we gave them the majority. And as a result, they then elected Speaker Mike Johnson to the speakership. And what did we get in return? Well, a knife in the back. That's exactly what's happening right now in our country. Speaker Mike Johnson doesn't give a damn about American values. It's disturbing, but it's expected. For some reason, once someone gets their hands on those gavel, they just completely flip. Mike Johnson, in a matter of 6 months, went from America first to America last. And that's the man who's currently leading the House. He's prioritized things just like that and waiving your Fourth Amendment rights, but he's deprioritizing standing up for the Constitution and standing up for American values. At this point, Speaker Mike Johnson might as well be disbarred because, well, he doesn't give a rat's ass about the Constitution, and that's just the reality behind it. Now, it's also important to remember the fact that this foreign aid does nothing for our veterans, you know, the thousands who are homeless living on the streets around the country. Nothing. They don't get a dollar of that. They will continue to live off the streets, and there's nothing Speaker Mike Johnson will do to help them. That's just the reality going on right now in our country. We don't care about Americans. We care about every other country except our own. And that's what we're going through right now. Now, thankfully, we do have some sensible members of Congress. And that's why we turn to Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene, who, again, is pushing forward a motion to vacate the speaker.
Mike Johnson has betrayed America. He's betrayed Republican voters. Under his leadership, he's passed the Democrat agenda, passed the Biden administration's policies, and fully funded them. We're going to fight in Congress to do everything we can to stop this type of uniparty leadership. Mike Johnson's speakership is over. He needs to do the right thing to resign and allow us to move forward in a controlled process.
Yeah.
If he doesn't do so, he will be vacated.
Well, with all due respect, you didn't give me a plan for the speaker's role. And again, does this mean you are going to file that motion at some point?
It's coming regardless of what Mike Johnson decides to do. And we have three more Republicans joining us from special elections coming up very
okay.
soon.
Now, do I necessarily support that? It's a toss-up, because right now we've allowed House Republicans to forfeit the majority right now in Congress. As many of you know, they have completely given away their majority by resigning. You know, people like Kevin McCarthy, who had his feelings hurt because, well, Matt Gaetz was mean to him, so he resigns. Then you had Michael Gallagher, who was also upset and had his feelings hurt, so he might be in the private sector now, who knows? And then you have people like Ken Buck, and the list goes on and on, but they've all forfeited the majority, and they know exactly what they're doing. So let's say we do get our way, and we do get a toss Speaker Mike Johnson. Well, I hate to tell you, America, you might get a Democrat back in the speaker role, and that would be horrible. But then again, would it? I mean, would you even notice a difference between Speaker Mike Johnson and anyone else on the left? Well, probably not, because Mike Johnson's doing everything the left wants him to do, and that's his role. So ultimately, what do we have here? Well, we have a situation where we will not end this corruption. We don't have anyone brazen enough holding the gavel right now, and they comply with whatever Joe Biden wants him to do. That's not why you elected Speaker Mike Johnson or any of these House Republicans to head over to DC. You didn't elect them because you wanted them just to comply with Joe Biden's regime's agenda. You didn't do that. That wasn't what you did when you voted for them. So when they sit there and look in the eyes on November and tell you to vote for us so we could fix all the corrupt issues, remember this, folks. Joe Biden's just the face of it. House Republicans don't push back. And well, what will November fix? Because we've allowed them to steal our elections without getting much pushback. We've allowed them to do whatever they want to do in Congress, spend all of our money in Congress, throw us into debt, and they don't care. So November, I'm optimistic. We might get President Trump in the White House if they let him. But ultimately, what else are they going to do? We know Democrats aren't giving up the Senate. We know they're not going to give up the House. They're going to try to steal the elections and steal all of them. And we know Republicans are too spineless to push back. And that's the reality we're dealing with right now. So buckle up, folks. We've got a couple of days before November, of course. So it's going to be a bumpy ride. We've got some very exciting news I wanted to bring you. We have a very new sponsor of this show, and I'm very excited for it because, well, it's a product that I actually use, and so I'm very enthusiastic about this. This service from Dr. Syed Haider. Yes, he is one of my favorite. Let's head over to this website right now. It's My Go-To Doc. Now, Dr. Haider has been one of the doctors that I have strongly relied on, especially throughout the pandemic, because his services are incredible. He is one of the very, very few who pushed back during the pandemic by providing ivermectin to patients who needed it. And I probably could just assume he's probably saved hundreds of thousands of lives because of it. So I'm really excited for this new partnership. The website's called mygotodoc.com. And because now he's sponsoring our program, you guys benefit greatly off of this. You could save up to 10% off. So 10% off of all the service that he provides by using the promo code BREE, that's B-R-E, and it's over at mygotodoc.com. Now, let me just walk you through his website a little bit because he's got so many services, and I'm using a lot of them these days. Let me break down what I'm actually using. So during the pandemic, I needed ivermectin. My other doctor gave it to me, and I needed like just to have it in the house, and that was very, very important to do so. So this is why it's such a great resource, because when you sign up for his services, you're actually going to get ivermectin. You're going to get a bunch of other medications that are really, really important, and they're essential, especially during times like this. He's got all these great medical kits. There's so many to go. So let's say you're traveling and you want to prepare for your travels. This is a great way to do so. You'll get these antibiotics that are so important to wherever you're traveling around in the world, and just having them on hand could be life-saving. And so he has these three great kits that you could head over to mygotodoc.com and just take a look, look around. He's also going to be joining us later on in the week to tell us about all of his services because he's the expert, not me. But again, folks, you're going to get 10% off by using the promo code BREE. So I see you see these prices right now on your screen. I mean, this offer is incredible. This is going to be the same price as a regular doctor's visit. Plus, you're going to be able to stash away medications that you really will need. And you never know when they're going to cut us off, especially with ivermectin these days. And that's why I'm always making sure that I've got a supply. But let's go over. There's also other services he offers, health coaching. They also have a weight loss program that you learn more about. He also has supplements. There's so many different great products that he has on his website. And he is now a sponsor of our show. And so we're very, very thankful of that. So if you'd like to go take a look, and I highly recommend you do, because it's a lot of exciting things for those of you maybe you're struggling with long COVID, you're looking for some relief from those symptoms, or if you're just looking to prevent getting sick in the near future, he's got all the tools that you need. Best way to go get those, head over to mygotodoc.com. That's mygotodoc.com. And then whenever you fill up your cart and you get everything that you're looking for, you guys can secure the 10% off by using promo code BREE. That's B-R-E. And I highly recommend you do, because that discount, it really goes far. You can use it on a lot of his services and treatments. And it's a great, great discount. So again, folks, mygotodoc.com, promo code BREE. That's B-R-E to secure up to 10% off. We're very excited for this new sponsor. And, you know, Dr. Heider will be joining us later this week to discuss all of his services. So we're very excited about that.